Okay, let's see. We just finished talking about sausage. What do you call the kind of sandwich that it has several different kinds of meat and it's on a big bun with cheese?
Is that a hoagie sandwich?
Yeah. Any other name for that?
It could be a submarine.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How about a poor boy?
Yeah. Anything else? Hero?
Hero, yes.
What would you normally call it?
I would normally call it a poor boy or submarine.
All right. And what might you drink with a sandwich? Soft drink.
You may give a name.
Not a brand name.
Not
if
a
you
brand
were ordering
name.
One.
Exactly. Oh, pop. Soda pop.
Is that your usual term?
Yes, I guess soda. I always say soda.
Mm-hmm. Instead of soft drink, you would say soda?
Uh-huh.
Would you ever say soda water?
No.
Okay. That's more in Texas and in Mobile where they say that.
See, soda water to me is water made with baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ordered a Coke, what would you be asking for?
A Coke.
Would you just mean Coca-Cola?
Yes, I would just mean Coca-Cola.
You wouldn't mean any kind of soda pop?
No.
Okay.
Just Coca-Cola.
Okay. Okay, we've done the donuts. What would you wear around your finger?
A ring.
What would you call one that had a very big gaudy stone in it? Or what would you call the stone?
Diamond, if it's diamond.
Or if it's really big, though. You're just kind of a slang term. That's
a rock.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And talking about clothes, different types of short pants. Knee-length ones would be called?
Shorts.
For men or women?
For men or women.
Suppose they're lower than the knee.
Is it lower than the knee? Oh, no. Are they petal pushes?
Yeah.
For women?
Mm-hmm. I know they used to be. I don't know if they call them anymore. How about if they're very short?
They could be short shorts.
Anything else?
Or bikini. Mm. No, that's too short, isn't it?
Well, depends on the society you're in, I guess.
I think that they're short shorts.
Okay. What do you call clothes previously owned by somebody else?
Secondhand.
Suppose a family member gives them to you.
Like a hand-me-down?
Yeah. Now that's just in the family?
That's in the family.
Okay.
It's a hand-me-down.
Okay. And what would you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Chic.
Okay. Do you have a noun for it? He's wearing...
New clothes. Oh, he's wearing...
Did you ever hear the term pimp stuff?
No.
Nor have I. Anything else like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then what would you put clothes in the wintertime to store them in the closet?
To put them in a bag of some sort, maybe a plastic bag.
All right. And what do you call the kind of bag that you get?
Storage bag.
What do you call a bag you get from the cleaners?
That's a plastic bag.
And if you're going on a trip on an airplane, what would you put your suit in? What kind of bag?
I put it in a garment bag.
Okay. What are some names for styles of men's and women's shoes?
Oxford. Hush Puppies. Because that's an Oxford. Boots.
Mm-hmm. Or in the summertime, you might wear...
Sandals.
Yeah. Or if you were athletic, you might...
Tennises or sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing?
I've come to believe that the sneaker is a little white. It's all these other things that they wear, and the tennises are the little white ones that are worn by tennis players.
Mm-hmm.